Hare Krishna. I have a question here, a long question, from Subhadramai Devidasi. And unfortunately, it's a year old. And I'll explain in a minute why that's unfortunate. But I'll answer some of the questions. Some of the other questions I'll defer answering and request that you have some grihasthas, astrologers, address those questions. So she says, my daughter is 29 years of age and is married. She's planning to have a child only next year. So that's why I said it was unfortunate that I'm answering it, because this was asked last year and that year has gone by. Okay. First, is her age right or should she not wait any longer? Well, that's too late. I can't say wait any longer, at least from what I take it, is should she wait that year or not? The year's gone by. Secondly, what is the advice to be given to her regarding Garbhadhan Samskar? She's busy in the job, therefore can I chant on her behalf when she plans a child? How are the days and nights calculated? Which are the days and nights to be avoided, and which are the days and nights that are favorable? I also read that Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday are to be avoided. Should all this be followed very meticulously, or just chanting will be enough? If done properly, chanting is always enough. However, as far as age is concerned, it's really an individual consideration. If you go by Vedic standards or Indian standards, then girls of 15 years of age would already have children. But that's not what's going on now in India. It's going on in the villages, but not necessarily going on everywhere else. And especially in the Western world, we see that women prefer to, especially those who are professionals or who are working, they prefer to have children in their late 20s, in their 30s, early 30s. So there's no harm. It's something that really husband and wife have to think about and decide for themselves. As far as Garbhadhan Samskar, without getting into details, it requires quality time and energy. So the first question here is can the mother chant on behalf of her daughter because her daughter is busy in a job? If one's really going to perform Garbhadhan Samskar, and not just the rituals, but actually the consciousness that lies behind those rituals, then obviously someone's going to have to be willing to spare time and energy. To bring Krishna-conscious children into this world, you can't just sort of squeeze in a little time from your work because I'm so busy. It's something that one really needs to give quality time to. And that begins by fixing our consciousness on Krishna, because that's the essence of Garbhadhan Samskar, how we fix our consciousness on the lotus feet of the Lord. We want to be absorbed in thinking about Krishna. That consciousness will then be transferred from the parents, when the parents are thus absorbed, also to the children who are thus conceived. If someone's just in a rush and is looking for worrying about their job, then that's what is going to be on children's minds also, how they can be in a rush and how they can be looking for a job. So that's not what we want to transmit to them. Therefore, it's obvious, although this is sort of a real fallacy that seems to be prevalent and comes up. Can one person perform devotional activity on the for the benefit of another? Or not for the benefit, instead of another. Here it's instead. No. Mother may chant 50 rounds. Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees who want to conceive children to chant 50 rounds. I don't want to chant 50 rounds, and that'll make her Krishna conscious, but it's not going to make her daughter or her son-in-law Krishna conscious. They need to chant themselves. They need to fix their own consciousness. And when they do so, then they will get the suitable result. As far as all of these other questions, what are the days that are favorable, what are unfavorable, what are the details, I suggest to address an astrologer, Grihastha, someone who's versed in the subject matter, and get some guidance from them. But in the overall question, Gavadan Samskara is not just a ritual. It's not just something that you do and then you think you've done it. I'm repeating myself a little, but I think it's an important thing. It's a matter of consciousness. How conscious are we? How much are we really absorbed in devotional service to Krishna and thinking about Krishna at the time of conceiving a child? If someone is, then Garbhadhan Samskar takes place, as she asks, is chanting enough? Then yes, chanting is enough. If it isn't, if that consciousness is not there, even though you may have so many rituals going on, Garbhadhan Samskar never really takes place. So in the same way that if we want Krishna-conscious children, we need to put time and energy into them. It's not something that they can, we can just squeeze them in between our work and our other responsibilities. They need quality time. So similarly, we should start our relationship with them, which means their entry into this world in the same way, giving them quality time. And in that way, we'll get the desired result. Otherwise, not. Hare Krishna.